I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordas. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah. Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from the award-winning Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. I wanted to give you a little plug for Best in State.
Jeff, you are too kind. Yes, recently we won the Best of State Award for the interior design, the home decor, and the furniture categories. And we are so proud of that. We love supporting Utah. We are homegrown family business here. And, you know, Utah's my home. I was born and raised in Provo. So I kind of like it here. I'm not moving. I'm staying here forever. And we sure love doing this real estate show here on KSL. Thank you so much for joining us today. I have been so excited all week because today we have a guest on that we have never had before in this category. And we have John Lish. He is the expert and general counsel for Real Advantage Title Insurance Agency. So we don't have a lot of title companies or insurance agents on the show with us. So John, this is all going to be new to all of our KSL friends. First and foremost, I wanted to find out how you became first involved after you make a brief introduction of yourself.
Oh, well, thank you, Heather. This is a first for me as well. I do believe title companies are probably hard to get on here because we don't like to talk about ourselves a whole lot. You know, we like to work with our clients as a business-to-business relationship. But as far as myself goes, I'm a Utah transplant, originally from Idaho, but did my educational or law degree and stuff in Colorado, in Denver. I'm married. I got two twin daughters, both 16 years old. So they're right in the midst of their high school career and, you know, love Utah. Fantastic.
Absolutely. Okay, so what drew you into this industry? How did you become first involved?
Well, my first step in the title industry came early on in my law career. I was handling foreclosures, evictions, representing lenders and bankruptcies, and we were constantly paying for title work. And it didn't take long to realize the value of bringing that in-house. So I opened up my own title company to better serve my clients and capture that side of the business. And that's how I got started back in 1999.
That's excellent. So this is an obvious question, but why do people need to close real estate transactions at a title company, John?
I don't know if it's that obvious to the layperson, you know, to title industry and to, you know, as obviously you as a working in the real, you know, the real estate side of it. It is very important that we close at a title company because what we are doing is ensuring that the biggest purchase of your life, for most people, is has no issues from the past that could come up and take away their rights as owners or hurt them financially.
So this is for commercial, residential, for all aspects of real estate. You need a title company. There are things that you cannot know. The obvious is making sure that the liens are paid off.
Yes.
For sure. That's a little problem.
Yeah, what we do is, you know, title insurance, I should say, protects buyers, lenders from financial loss, you know, due to the defects in their property's title, like unknown liens, ownership disputes, recording errors, long lost heirs popping up out of the woodwork. But it's necessary to ensure that you're buying a home with clear ownership and no hidden legal issues.
How do you research it?
How do we research it? We research it on various different levels. So obviously we go to the county recorder's offices, which is the starting point. That the county recorder is what keeps track of the history of a piece of property from what we call patent. Patent is when the United States gave away that property, took it out of government ownership, and put it into the public. So we will research properties. Nowadays, you don't always go back to patent, but we will search at the county recorders back to patent on various properties if it's necessary.
Which raises the question, here in Utah, how far back is patent? Just curious.
It probably depends on the piece of property, but you're talking the 1800s. Generally out here in the West, patent begins when they first gave away those parcels of land to the railroads so that they would start, you know, so the railroads would actually build the railroads.
Incredible. Okay, so what's the process for a seller? How does this work? Do they work with real estate agents? What if you don't have a real estate agent? Maybe let's go through the process a little bit.
So a seller can start this two ways. There are for sale by owner, what we call them. So those are sellers that are unrepresented. They would just need to contact a title company to open up a file and start the title work process while they're either looking for a buyer or they're already bringing a buyer to the table with them. But for the most part, everybody has an agent. They get their properties listed with an agent, and the agent will contact the title company, and they'll contact us either prior to obtaining the listing from the seller or after they've obtained the listing. But most good agents will contact us before they're going to get the listing so that we can give them a brief rundown. We can do a quick look into the property, find out who they should be talking to. So that when they go get the listing, they already have answers to a lot of the questions. They can provide a better service to their clients or potential clients by, you know, having all that information beforehand or knowing what questions to ask those sellers.
Well, and it's very important to know who is on title so that you're getting the correct signature so that you have approval to sell the property, correct?
That is probably the number one thing. We want to make sure that everybody who's listed on title is still alive, that we don't have any probate issues that need to be taken care of before they can list it. And again, like you say, they need to know who can sign that agreement so they have a valid listing agreement with that seller.
Excellent. So as a real estate agent, you know, that's actually how I started. When I was newly married, I did that because I thought that would be a great profession that I could earn some extra income and then also be a mom. And I just loved real estate and I loved homes and I loved touring homes. I have been going to the Parade of Homes ever since I was a little girl. And so I did actually a lot of real estate transactions for the first 5 years. And as I would go into people's homes, I would be horrified and just thought, you cannot sell your home like this. But as I would list homes, I would notice that oftentimes the square footage was incorrect. The garage square footage or the number of garages were incorrect, oftentimes on county records. Calling a title company prior to listing is so, so important to make sure that you know what the taxes are, the what other things?
Well, I think a lot of agents want to know what are the liens currently recorded against the property. They can readily identify if there is equity enough to sell the property and cover all those liens, or if they have to start a short sale process, you know, and get that process started with the lender to basically ask the lender or get authorization from the lender that they will accept less than what they're owed. So this property can be sold without the seller bringing in cash to close.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack there. So let's start at the beginning. Do you find this situation happens every so often in your business?
We do, yes. Yes, we find that there, with the recent past, and I should say during my career, we've had a number of instances where we've had years where short sales were common. And that's when, you know, housing bottomed out and values dropped. And now people who once had equity in their property no longer have equity and they're underwater. And there were years when we would conduct short sales as a common, you know, commonplace. Then lately we have not had that issue because home prices in Utah keep rising consistently. And which is fantastic for Utah homeowners, for, you know, everybody involved in that, you know, in that, whether you're a homeowner or working in the business. But there are also times like COVID brought up a lot of issues where people would stop making payments, they would modify their loans, and how this whole lending industry works, the loan modifications result in the lender reducing their principal balance on their current loan, but that principal balance that they've reduced it by gets put on as a secondary lien because these are all government insured, and this whatever they reduce their lien by actually is going to be collected by the government now. And they don't charge interest on it for the most part, but they will. You'll see these liens on there that these homeowners are not paying on for years, and they forget they're there. And so we can go in and find out and show, you know, let the agent know that, no, there's extra liens on there that they've probably forgotten about and will have to be paid at close.
They will have to be paid at close. And oftentimes you think you have more equity in your home than you actually do. So this knowledge is so, so valuable. Today, we're talking all about title companies and title work and why you need them and how they help ensure accuracy and speed during a buying and closing process. Today, we have John Lish. He is the general counsel for Real Advantage Title Insurance Agency. Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
With over 200 million drivers, you've done more than make Ford America's all-time best-selling auto brand. Your purchases have enabled Ford and Ford dealers to donate billions to communities. This June, celebrate Ford and Ford dealers' commitment of an important additional donation to Feeding America, Habitat for Humanity, the American Red Cross, and Team Rubicon. Ford Motor Company, from America, for America.
Based on Automotive News Almanac historical data and industry-reported sales data from 1909 through 2024 CY.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Urban Outfitters, Samsung, and Adidas, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome, welcome. The title of the program is The Real Estate Show. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And I am so honored that I have the opportunity to co-host this show with the one and only Jeff Kaplan. He's incredible and definitely one of my radio heroes. I love hearing all about the news and all the good stuff that Jeff reports on every single day. And this show is a lot of fun because we get to banter before, during, after, and oftentimes even sometimes throughout the week. And Jeff is so knowledgeable. And it's always good news on the Real Estate Show. I'm a little spoiled. I get to talk about good things and people making money, which is really a lot of fun. Today, I am so happy and honored to introduce our guest. His name is John Lish. He is the general counsel for Real Advantage Title Insurance Agency. And we haven't really had title companies on before, John. So this is actually really, really cool. For all those who may not know, what exactly is title insurance and why is it necessary?
Well, title insurance is the insurance policy that you buy as a one-time purchase. It protects buyers, lenders, and even sellers, because you're buying that for your owner, or the seller is buying that for the new owner, so that if there is any issues, it doesn't go back on the seller. It just goes back onto the insurance policy. But title insurance protects the property of these owners and lenders from financial loss due to defects in property's title. Again, like unknown liens, ownership issues, recording errors, boundary line issues, all sorts of things like that that can pop up in the future. Although they would be past events, not future events.
Closing at a title company does cost a little bit of money, but I always say you're saving so much money for mistakes that you are not aware of by closing with a title company. I just think it's one of those things that is an absolute must. I would never buy or sell a home without closing at a title company to make sure that everything is clean. But what are the biggest misconceptions that people have about title insurance?
Well, let's give you the biggest misconception. And that is that the misconception is that title insurance protects against future problems. In reality, it does not. It protects against past issues, again, like the undisclosed errors, forged documents, or unpaid taxes that could threaten your ownership or a sale of a piece of property. The one thing is it's a one-time purchase, and I do feel like the one reason why owners or sellers, buyers, they don't like to pay this, they don't think it's necessary because they're not really educated on what we do, but since we insure against the past, we do all of our work prior to the closing and fix all those issues before we get to the closing table. And that's why you rarely see title claims being brought, you know, to title companies, because they've already fixed those issues. And so I do think the general public at large does not realize how important title insurance is, because they're not utilizing it, or they think they're not utilizing it like they would a medical insurance policy, car insurance policy. They just have to realize that when they pay that one-time purchase for that title insurance, that the work has already been done, the errors have been cleaned up prior to them purchasing that piece of property.
Can you walk us through what a title search looks for and what can go wrong without one?
Well, a title search, it looks like a detailed investigation to the property's history. It's usually done, you know, we have our title searches that are local. There's some that, you know, national title search companies. But what they're doing is they're reviewing public records to verify the legal owner. They're checking for liens, mortgages, judgments, unpaid taxes. They're looking for easements, restrictions, you know, restrictions. And I haven't, not a fun story, but a story why title insurance is really necessary.
We want to hear all about it.
But, you know, we're examining past deeds, wills, court records to ensure clear ownership. So that's what a title search is. We're just digging into the public records. Obviously, private records we don't dig into, but we're verifying that all these documents are properly recorded, properly executed, and we do find errors all the time and are constantly fixing those things.
So when you have to cover something because of an error, that there's an actual claim against title insurance, rare that it is, what are you as a new homeowner going to get out of the policy? What does a claim even mean?
A claim would mean, for example, there is a claim that was brought in the past, you know, years ago, but it was on a lot that had sat vacant for years. This was a lot that was probably platted in the 60s, and no one had ever developed it. And come to find out, after the fact of the purchase, the title search went through and did their search, and they went back their 40 years, which is, just so you know, the statutory or legal requirement to have a marketable search is that the title searcher or title company has to go back 40 years into the past.
So that would be 1985 right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But the title search went back to the platting of this subdivision, which is in the 60s. And, you know, this is a fully built out subdivision, nothing there. But what came out of this was that there were some easements recorded back in the 40s. And those were, just to back up a little bit, those are generally those old easements. When someone records a plat, those easements are terminated or vacated. And if they're not terminated or vacated, they're put onto the plat to show that those easements are still there. This was not done. I think there was some errors done by the city, by the county that did this platting. It was just not picked up until someone tried to dig on that lot. And they found out there's a pipeline running through it and there's easements from back in the 40s.
Whoa.
Ouch. And that really can affect the sales price. It can be an unbuildable lot, which could really hurt the value. Mm-hmm. This is so important. It's all title today. We have John Lish, General Counsel for Real Advantage Title Insurance Agency, on the show with us. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome, with autopay plus taxes and fees, guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. So what's going on in the stores?
Oh, Jeff, we are prepping for the Parade of Homes. That's always a hot topic at our stores. It's kind of like the Super Bowl for Osmond Designs. We do interior design, and then, of course, we sell furnishings as well. So we're meeting with all of those homeowners and the builders that are doing spec homes, and we're making all of the preparations. So we're finalizing a lot of the tile installs and cabinets and countertops and plumbing and all those good things. It really takes a team to put these homes together. And then on the side, I'm also going to Parade of Homes meetings with the Utah Valley Home Builders Association. And we're making all of the plans for the signs and the magazines and, you know, kind of all the backstage stuff. So that's always exciting. But I have to say, this real estate show is incredible. And we have Home Builders Association presidents, and we have contractors, and we have plumbers and heating contractors. But today, we are very, very lucky because we have title companies being represented today by John Lish. He is an expert and general counsel. He's actually an attorney for Real Advantage Title Insurance Agency. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So good to see you. So if you missed the previous episodes or segments of the show, you will definitely want to go back to KSL Radio, and it will be posted on their podcast list. And what's great is there's so much good information, and it's all free today, of why you should always buy and sell your homes through a title company. There are lots of misconceptions that people have about title insurance, but I can tell you from personal experience of not only being a real estate agent, but also being a homeowner and a real estate investor, that there are very good things that come through title companies, and there's lots of financially devastating things that can go on without title insurance. John, maybe give us an example of a story of a financially devastating experience that happened.
Now, this is more of an anecdotal story. You know, it's not one that I know personally, but it is a story where we have a, there is a piece of property that is being listed, marketed, to be sold, and it was actually went through a title company and the transaction sold. Come to find out that the seller was fraudulent. So it was not the actual seller that owned the title, owned the piece of property, but a seller impersonating the current seller.
Oh.
And
what? How is this even happening? Like, go get a job, people.
I'm just trying to think of what this must be like for a homeowner who's about to close on a property, if it was a home, and all of a sudden you get this bad news in a phone call, right?
Yes. Well, this one, how this couple came to find out that their property had been sold from underneath them was that this was a piece of property they had purchased out in the country, and wanting to build their, forever home once they retired and go retire out of the city and get away from the work life. They drive out to their property every few months just to check on it, take a look at it, maybe dream a little bit about what they're going to build there, how they're going to live their lives. One time they drove out there and they see that there's a hole dug, there's a foundation poured.
What? Oh. This is a new one. I haven't heard this.
So obviously there has been fraud involved, and someone, the sale was conducted. The title company was involved. I don't know which one it was. This is more anecdotal to me, but it basically involved in a claim on their title policy, and not necessarily their title policy. This would be a claim against the title company that conducted the sale with not verifying their seller was the correct seller, but they were made whole. But that's a big hit. It could have been a huge financial loss if they wouldn't have checked on it for, say, 10 years.
That's a heart attack, right?
I would have a heart attack and a stroke and everything else. That's just awful.
And I know you say you would never close a transaction without not using a title company, and I would not either. And there's good reasons for that. A lot of the reasons are not necessarily for the title defects that we fix before we get to the closing table. And, hopefully that's our whole job, and that's why there's rarely claims on title insurance policies. But the other big area that you would want to close at a title company is because, one, we are insuring all these wires and stuff that are coming in and out. We're making sure that there is no fraud being involved or trying to insure, because fraud is rampant. I can't remember what the exact amount was for real estate fraud in wires and those type of things for last year. The FBI keeps track of this, but it's in the billions, and it keeps going up almost exponentially. So as quick as we are to employ technology and become safer, that same technology, those same tools are going to be used by fraudsters and criminals to try to defraud someone out of their money. And so, we have plenty of stories of that.
So when you guys are talking about, I would never do it without a title insurance company, that's a choice? I had no idea. I thought you needed a title company by law.
You do not. No, you can sell
it
your
should
piece
be
of
a
property.
Law. It should be a law that you do that. Seriously.
All the realtors love that answer. But it is, no, you can go ahead and sell your property however you want to sell it. Now, if you're using a contract that has been prepared for by the real estate division of the state of Utah, those are called, the real estate purchase contract. It's a uniform real estate purchase contract. Their paragraph does include that title policies are going to be issued. And of course, you have to have a title company involved to do that. But you can always modify those contracts and void out that clause.
But as it is when you download it, I guess you download it from a state website, something like that?
Yes.
And it's in there that you need a title. So what does title insurance cost for residential? Is there a rule of thumb or something, how much it should be?
Yeah, rule of thumb is a title cost for a closing is going to be about 1% of the sales price.
And is that attributed to the seller or the buyer? Maybe that's a good question to answer.
It depends on how the transaction is brought together, but sellers custom, and this is custom in Utah, not all states, it just depends on where you're at, but in Utah, it's customary for the seller to purchase the owner's policy of title insurance for the new buyer. And if the buyer is getting a loan to complete the purchase of the transaction, the lender is going to require the buyer to purchase a lender's policy of title insurance for that lender.
Now, when I bought my most recent house, I believe that we sat down at the title agency around a table. All I remember is they had great candy in the middle of the table.
You're speaking my language, Jeff.
If you're buying or if you're selling, do you have to be at that table or can this all be done electronically these days?
Good question, Jeff. This can be done electronically for both sides these days. There are certain documents that need to be notarized, but there is there's statutes in most states now due to COVID that really kind of brought on this legislation, but it was in place before that in some states. It's called a remote online notary. You can have your signature notarized online.
For any purpose or just for title insurance?
For any purpose. Now, it's going to depend on whatever document you're getting notarized and if that document is going to be accepted by whatever party needs to accept it. You know, they would have to authorize it. But yes, we can have both sellers and buyers sign remotely.
So is that airtight, remote notarization? It feels like that's an area where there might be some wiggle room for fraud.
Very good question. Very apt question, I guess.
I just wouldn't do that. I think these are big, huge amounts of money, and you're really taking risks that maybe are unnecessary.
I think it's pretty airtight. Now, there's also fraud committed in that. There's fraud. You know, fraudsters are very smart. They can do it everywhere, you know, in anything we do. But with the online notary, you do have to have a platform that you go through that is approved by the state. And those platforms have certain requirements to verify the identity of the signers. And some of those are, you know, just questions about their credit history. We have to verify their license. And those licenses are verified electronically, which is very accurate. They probably will pick out, they will suss out almost any invalid or forged license. 99.9% of the time. And there's all sorts of companies out there, tech companies that we do that for. But the remote closings happen quite a bit. I have closed sellers in Mexico. I have closed sellers in Morocco. We have closed sellers all over the world. Now, a lot of these platforms require that this is a U.S. citizen, that they have a valid U.S. driver's license or passport.
So there are other ways to do remote closings as well. In my recent new home purchase, when I sold my home, the title company officer actually came to my home. It was after hours, and he was a notary, and that was super easy and slick.
Service.
It was fantastic service. And I think there are people that can't go to title companies, so that's a great way for people that need to still do business transactions to be able to do that.
Most title companies will do that. I mean, that's just providing a great service out there. And any title company, I think, is a good title company, doing good business, profitable, they're going to be offering those services.
That's awesome. What other upcoming changes or trends in the industry do you see buyers and agents using right now?
AI is a big thing in on the news and topics everywhere in every industry right now. And real estate employs AI a lot. We do it in the title industry. I know realtors do it in their industry where I think AI is making their cold calls for them.
Wait, this is, we do this show every week. This is the first we're hearing of this, right?
It is true.
And so I believe that cold calling is done by AI a lot in some of the bigger brokerages to where they will get, you know, that person settled on knowing that they want a call back from an actual agent. So now you're not a cold call anymore, right? Now you got a warm lead, but AI is used everywhere. I think that's kind of the big thing that we're doing. There are platforms that involve this AI a lot. Certified is a company that we use a lot. Closing Lock. There's lots of settlement software companies that provide this within their systems to verify identity, to help suss out wire fraud and what we call phishing attempts, spear phishing attempts, and vishing attempts, which is fake video.
Wow. John Lish, he's the general counsel for Real Advantage Title Insurance Agency. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah. Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. And my stores are made possible because of the support and funding of Central Bank, who, you know, I'm just a little biased, but they're my favorite bank. They're incredible. They're trusted bankers and loyal friends of Utah and specifically of the Real Estate Show here on KSL. They've been in business for over 130 years and they have a proud history and sustained growth. I love that they invest in neighbors, their neighborhoods, our community. They are located all across the Wasatch Front and I just really adore them. They have loan committees on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So you can get your loan approved very, very quickly. So thank you, Central Bank. Not only do they do residential loans, they do commercial loans, they do construction loans, new construction loans, they do HELOC loans. They actually even have a youth savings plan. So thank you, Central Bank, for your support. Today we have John Lish. He is the general counsel for Real Advantage Title Insurance Agency. And we have been learning all about why someone should use a title company to buy or sell a piece of real estate. And John, all of your information has been so, so valuable. I wanted to ask you, what's the most rewarding part of your job, would you say?
It would be the fact that we'd never hear a complaint, that people walk in, they're happy to either be selling or purchasing, you know, the home of their dreams. The first time home buyers usually are the, you know, the ones that are really most excited. Or the ones selling their property and really going into retirement and going to go do something fun. But it's just having someone come in and having an enjoyable experience and a positive experience in that closing venue, because everybody's nervous, everybody's scared, especially the first time home buyers. You know, they're taking on an obligation that they probably feel like that's they're inadequate for. I know I did when I was buying my first home. And so it's fun to make them feel at home, at ease, and pressure-free, and know that they're probably making the biggest and best purchase of their life.
And it should be the least stressful decision of their life. They don't really know that quite yet, because I believe when you sign a tenant agreement, a lease agreement, that should be more stressful than buying a home. At yes. least when you purchase a home, it's going towards something and you have something to show for it. In addition to all the equity that you will be gaining over the next few years, but you also get the tax advantages and incentives as well. What haven't we talked about, John, that we need to bring up that our KSL friends need to know regarding title insurance?
It's necessary, and it's especially necessary when you don't need to use it. That just goes on to say that the title company who did your title work did a fantastic job and that you have no problems to worry about in the future. So not using title insurance policy is the best case scenario, because work has been done and you... Now, as far as why they should be using the title company as well, is because that fraudulent attempts to, you know, take money away or take money out of your pockets is just an increasing threat. It's out there everywhere. We see these attempts almost every day. And the title companies are employing the technology that we need. They're employing the professionals, have the experience to make sure that you are not going to have a transaction where there's anything that is unsafe or unsecure about that. And I think that's probably the most important thing. You can feel secure that we've investigated everything. We've only used proper systems to make sure that the closing gets done in a way that leaves you feeling safe and secure.
And we've all heard those stories, either a friend of a friend or in the news or varying places, of people that have been ripped off by the fraudsters that you're speaking of. But I think it's even more alarming when we know it's in our own neighborhood. It's here in Utah. I own a lot in Alpine. And one day, it was probably maybe 3 months ago, I received a phone call from an interested buyer of the lot next door. Well, the interesting thing is the owners of that lot didn't have it for sale. And so I was able to give them, I said, well, I didn't know they were selling it, but I'm happy to tell you about the neighborhood and all of those things. And so then I called the person that I knew owned it, and she said, we don't have it for sale. So I was able to give her the name and number of the buyers, and they were able to work all of that out. And they were about to hand over $50,000 of earnest money. So there are lots of good reasons to use title companies for your closings. Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be back next week.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what? I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.